Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating business startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Hump Day Wednesday, if you're just getting your morning started. It's a crisp, cool, beautiful, beautiful morning. As always, we like to remind you about school zones. They're in effect, of course you know, until 9 a.m. So if you are just getting your work morning, your work day, your school day started, please make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school kids and school zones and school buses. Please slow down. You know what? We talked about it a little bit on yesterday about giving yourself enough time and trying to do those last things that we're always running behind. And I don't know about you, but for me, I personally tried to do just one or two things differently this morning so that I was not running behind, so that I had plenty of time to get there and I had plenty of time for those others who just don't have time. So you know what? When we give ourselves enough time, we make time for others. So if you're traveling in this morning, please slow down. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are walking, kids that are standing at bus stops, and most importantly, help our bus drivers. They need our attention and they need our help. Well, switching gears just a little bit, you know February has been Heart Month. And we've talked about women and heart disease on the show, not only this month, but year round. And what we do know, ladies, about heart disease, and even gentlemen, is not only is it the number one killer of women, it's the number one killer of men. But the facts show that 1 in 8 women aged 45 to 64 has some sort of heart disease. 1 in 4 women over the age of 65 has heart disease, and currently 7.2 million women have heart disease. And this information comes from the American Heart Association. Considering all of the facts about cardiovascular disease and coronary heart disease, I'm going to tell you, we've talked about it. We're going to continue to talk about it. And you know, last week, when Dr. Clyde Yancey, who is the chief cardiologist at Northwestern University in Chicago, talked about women and talked about the perils of heart disease, maybe we listened and maybe we didn't. But let me just tell you, when it hits home, it really, really makes you want to listen, that 1 in 8 of our sister friends will be stricken with some sort of heart attack or heart disease. Well, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because we are wrapping up heart disease, but there is one of our sister friends in this community that has undergone bypass. Many of you know Glenda Stock. Many people have heard that she had heart bypass surgery. Many people have wondered what was going on. Well, the news is great. She did have bypass surgery. She was released from the hospital. And she just wants everyone to know that she is ahead of schedule. She has a great prognosis and that she finally is going to listen to what her doctors are saying. She's going to cut down on the stress level. She's going to rehab, and she is going to get better. But when we hear news about someone who is so active, someone who is not overweight, someone that is doing all of the things that you think that we should be doing, has heart bypass surgery, I don't know if it does for you, but it gives us great pause when we see it right in our own home, right in our own, at our own doorstep. It lets you know, ladies, that this is a serious, serious issue, and that we are not taking ourselves, our health, our well-being, we're not taking it seriously enough. But when someone that is so active, so healthy, has to have a double bypass like Glenda Stock, it gives you pause. And so this is what I want to say to every single woman that is listening within the sound of my voice this morning. It's a very, very serious conversation that we have to have with self. Our symptoms as women are different from our male counterparts. Neck, shoulder, upper back, or lower abdominal discomfort is a symptom. Shortness of breath is a symptom. Nausea or vomiting, sweating, lightheadedness or dizziness, or unusual fatigue. These are all potential signs of a heart attack. And let me just tell you, it can happen to any of us. And as we have talked about and celebrated and made you aware of heart disease in women, I personally have asked my doctor to do a thorough check of my blood pressure, my cholesterol, all of my levels, all of the things that we need to know our numbers on. We need to not think we know, we need to know. Heart disease runs in my family. I am asking my doctor to do a heart check to make sure that my heart is okay. I'm telling you, without your heart, there is no life. And so we wanted to share this story about Glenda. We want you to pray for her family. You know, she has undergone a lot. And what she's saying is, you know what? I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna kick this. She's asking for your prayers. And she's saying, you know what, in lieu of flowers, she's gotten so many flowers and cards. Something that is very near and dear to her heart is the Red Cross. She and David, her late husband, are huge proponents and supporters of the Red Cross. And she is asking, in lieu of flowers, to send that money to the Red Cross, which is their foundation, something that they have supported and continue to support. And so this morning, if you're just getting going, ladies especially, we are under more stress than ever before. I am imploring you to stop. Just stop. Know your numbers. Know your cholesterol. If you're a smoker, this is a great opportunity to make a change. If your weight is not where it should be, this is a great opportunity to make a change. You don't want to wait until the worst happens before you make a change. And when you see it in your own community, when you see people who look like the picture of health, it should give us all pause. And that's what's on point this morning. It's Go Red for Women Month. We're celebrating, but we're educating. And we are saying, stay informed. Take care of yourself. We've got a great show coming up, and we're going to tell you more about it right after this.
Hixson.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's structural and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hixson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixsonhasit.com. Hixson Automotive is the official automotive dealer for the OPT Network. And listen, as I was talking about heart disease and making those donations in honor of Glenda Stock, got to make a correction. Yes, the Red Cross is a foundation that they love and support, but they're asking that those donations, any and all donations that you want to make, go to the American Heart Association. Any in lieu of flowers or plants, she has, I guess, been just inundated with the love and the support, and she really appreciates all of that. But she is saying, in lieu of that, to please make those donations to the American Heart Association. And you know, the American Heart Association is one of those great associations that is doing the work and the research to help us all. And not only, as I said at the top of the show, does heart disease affect women, it affects men as well. So this morning, as you are going about your day, yet another thing to think about. Make sure that you understand what's going on in your body. As we have said many times, know what is normal so that when something abnormal or unusual crops up, you'll understand that this is just not right. We're our own best advocates, and we should be. When we go into our doctor's offices and the emergency rooms, we should be able to articulate unequivocally that this is what's going on, and we should be insistent, and we should understand that our doctors don't tell us. We need to tell them what is going on so that they can do a better job of taking care of us. Switching gears just one more time, I want to remind everybody about the Caring Exchange. And I've been thinking a lot about this. We've been getting several phone calls about people inquiring about the Caring Exchange happening on tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Pineville Country Inn and Suites at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7. And the tickets are only $20. They're going to give you a wonderful meal, and it's going to be a great opportunity to have a conversation with your loved ones, with the people that you could be and maybe are taking care of, about the next steps, things that we really don't want to talk about. And as I was thinking about this very important conversation, as important as the conversation is, choosing the right care is equally important. Choosing the right caretakers. All too often, our seniors get taken advantage of, and it's simply because we don't have enough time to do the research to make sure that we have chosen the right companies that are going to be upfront, that are going to have integrity, and that are going to do the right thing. And so what Lineage Law Firm Stephanie Prestridge has done is she has brought many of those great companies together. They will be under one roof. You'll get a chance to look at funeral homes. You'll be able to look at nursing homes. You'll be able to look at what you need to do for your legal documents. You'll be able to look at home health and hospice and all of the things that you may need at some point. You may not need them now, but it's good to know what is available. It's good to know, to begin to know how to be able to pay for all of this. So what you can do is you can phone Stephanie at 318-447-2525. Once again, 318-447-2525. Also, the guest speaker for tomorrow evening's event is going to be author Jim Comer. He is the author of When Roles Reverse, Parenting Your Parents. Y'all, it's just something that, unfortunately, we don't want to talk about. Nobody wants to think about it, but you don't want to wait until you need these services. You don't want to be in a situation where you don't know what to do and you're calling around. You want to be on point. You want to make sure, especially for those people that are caretakers, because unfortunately for many caretakers, it comes to a point where you have to look at other options like nursing home care. You have to look at facilities. You have to look at sometimes assisted living care. And as women especially, I think we have to get beyond the shame and the hurt and the disappointment we feel in ourselves of allowing our parents or our loved ones to go into facilities. And I think there's not a woman, and even men who are caretakers, that don't have that sort of anxiety, that that just feeling of not wanting to put your loved one in a facility. But sometimes that's just the best option. And so tomorrow night, the Caring Exchange will put all of the pieces together in one puzzle so that you can see what this thing called caretaking looks like, and so that you can be the best, you can be in the best position to make the best decisions. And that's what it's really about. As we switch gears this morning, many of you know that Louisiana has become a hotbed for movies and for Hollywood coming to Louisiana, most especially Shreveport and New Orleans, to make movies. Well, there has been a new movie that has been shot right here in down the road in Shreveport, and we're going to be talking to one of the co-writers of the movie. It's a true life story. It's an incredible movie, and we're going to talk to her about how this came about, how the movie unfolded, how it came to be shot right here in Louisiana, and we're going to get the whole story plus more when we come back. It's an incredible story. It's a story of redemption more than anything, and it's just wonderful to see so many great things happening in our great state and people that are living their dreams, that are stepping out of the boat, something that we talk about all the time, and just taking a chance. It's a great story. You won't want to miss it. We're going to take a time out here, but stay on point.
Dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avols Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites.
Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish mix bites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it these and get you served.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish mix bites, mix bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8 o'clock. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. It's February 28th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology, also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, we were talking about this morning, and we've been talking about this really probably all month, people living their dreams, people loving what they do, and stepping out really on faith, if you will, to make their dreams come true. You know, we talked about who you are, where you are, why you are. Well, this morning, we're joined by Sandy Russell. She is the co-producer and writer of a new movie shot in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's called The Pardon. And The Pardon is a true story that was set back in 1942, right here in the state of Louisiana. She and her husband co-wrote the movie, but in that, there's such a huge story. Sandy, good morning, and welcome to the OPT Network.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Sandy, we were talking about how you get on this journey to co-producing and writing movies. This is not what you started out in life to do. Let's talk about how that happened.
I got together with my husband in my 40s. We reconnected after years of being apart, and it was his dream basically to make movies. I didn't know anything about making movies or writing movies, and he got me interested in it. He wrote the original script, which came from a very male point of view. And when I got involved, I brought that female point of view to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And realized that I really enjoyed writing. I think when you are an observer of life and people, which was always part of every job that I did up to that point,
mm-hmm.
Including being a mother of three kids, I had a sense of what was real in a relationship and what women say and what people say to each other, and loved the idea of twisting stories and having someone say a line that's pretty outlandish and gets the audience to really think about each person's point of view and not try to sway them in one direction or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of fun doing that. I really learned as I did it. We did two films. I did two scripts. I've actually done other scripts besides these two, but
mm-hmm.
these are the two films. First one was At Last, and the second one was The Pardon.
And so at what point in your life, you're in your 40s, you come together with your husband, but there's got to be some security in your life. You've got a job for all intents and purposes. You're working pretty much as a respiratory therapist, and you know you're going to get a check, and you know you've got benefits. At what point do you say, you and your husband come together and say, you know what, we're going to put this down, and we're going to live our dream?
Well, we both definitely threw caution to the wind, and a lot of it has to do with our faith. We believe that God was part of all of this,
mm-hmm.
and wanted us working in this, you know, going in this direction. And so we stepped out on a limb and decided to give it a try. I mean, you only live once,
mm-hmm.
and so because of that, we're like, you know what? We've been really comfortable and pretty stable and secure over here, not needing a lot. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try something different. We're gonna do something fun and interesting and challenging. And that's what we did.
And so what does your family say when you make this big, bold statement that, you know what, we are going to step out of the boat, we're going to step out on faith, and we're going to do this?
What's the matter with you? why don't you just get a 9-to-5 job like everybody else?
And you guys say what to those family and friends?
You know, I went through a period where my younger sister and I were really close, and she was constantly asking me, because it took years to make the first film, you know, what's going on, why not this, really questioning every move that we made, and it got to be so overwhelming to have to defend yourself all the time. And finally I just said, you know what, I'll let you know when there's something to say. I mean, because people put you on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not living the life that you're living, and so they're critical of it.
Absolutely. And you know, I was telling you at the top of the show, Sandy, that we love to tell these sort of stories because it gives life to the next story. And there are people that are listening that are gifted and that are talented, that when they get to that crossroads, when they get to that fork in the road, they just back up and they refuse to move forward. How were you able to get out of the boat with all of the fear and trepidation that would bring?
I really just put one step in front of the other. I kept going in that direction, even if I was concerned or worried or nervous. Obviously, I prayed about it, but you know, I ignored the fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to let fear stop me from doing something that could be tremendous. And
wow.
I think that's what happens, is that people of all ages, they stop because of fear. And I think it's such a bad way to stop going forward, or
mm-hmm.
a bad reason,
mm-hmm.
I think, to stop going forward.
And then you look at age as a factor, where people will look at you, and David and I were talking about this yesterday, people will look at you as being middle-aged and say, just as your sister did and others, why don't you just get a real job? And,
right.
And really, those people don't mean to be, but they become somewhat of dream bandits.
I think that the age factor, I felt like this was an opportunity more than I was worried about the age. It's like, if I don't do it now, it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to, you know, so the age almost was more of an impetus to say, hey, look, my mom lived to 60, I'm 40 years old, I have 20 more years.
Wow.
What do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to accomplish these next 20 years? Do I want more of the same, or do I want a chance at something different and maybe fun and maybe great?
Wow. That's powerful, Sandy. And so then you start on this journey, you and your husband, Tom. You start on the journey of writing this movie. How does this movie capture you, The Pardon?
Well, because it's a story about a woman who was against all odds, had a really awful upbringing. She was prostituted at a very young age by her stepmother and her father, and subsequently ended up in a life of drugs, which is why we connected up with the human trafficking issue that's
mm-hmm.
going on in our country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was against all odds, I had a sense of really wanting her to succeed against all odds.
Mm-hmm.
And she was tried in Louisiana by an all-male jury, didn't get a fair trial, died at a very young age, 24 years old. And I just fell in love with her, and I felt like her story needed to be told. So it's not just me telling this story today. It's telling a story for a woman that lived in the 1940s
mm-hmm.
and really had a rough life.
And that woman that we're talking about, her name is Toni Jo Henry. How did you find Toni Jo's story?
We had an executive producer who brought it to us originally, and then we had a friend that was in the court system that was able to get us transcripts from the trial. It went to the Supreme Court. So we were able to actually read all the court documents. Mm-hmm. And we also looked at all of the newspaper articles because it was a big deal. It was a really sensational case because it was a woman. She was a beautiful woman, young. And so we were able to put together a story using all of those materials.
Absolutely. And it looks like it is a beautifully told story. And what I loved about it the most is it's a story of redemption. It's a story of compassion and hope.
Yeah, it is. She had a friendship with the priest while she was in jail. She was not in prison. She was in jail because there was no death row for women at that time. So she spent her last days in a jail in Lake Charles, where the trial also was. And a priest befriended her and was able to talk her through some of the injustices of her life and loved her for who she was there for her on a continual basis, as was the jailer, Gibbs Duhon. He also is one of the heroes of the story, and so are the two attorneys who were her defense attorneys. They were actually tax attorneys, and they were thrown into this case. It was the first case they had ever tried and the last, and they got it to the Supreme Court twice. So these are inexperienced lawyers in a courtroom that's completely stacked against them and Tony Joe, and they were able to get it as far as they possibly could.
It's just an incredible story, and I think that the timing, Sandy, couldn't be better as we as women in a country are beginning to celebrate next month, Women's History Month. And it really does speak to the injustices that women have faced. And the injustices that we continue to fight for, even in 2013. Hey, let's take a time out here, but we'll be back with more from the movie The Pardon right after this. Stay on point. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it easy and get yourself.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 15 after 8. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. HD for life, plus all the channels you can absorb, plus so much more. 318-767-2220. If you're tired of waking up and you're not feeling rested in the morning, or your back hurts, American Wholesale Mattress is the answer. All you got to do is stop in American Wholesale Mattress, 717 MacArthur Drive, and let them help you choose the best mattress for you. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, helping to build businesses and support businesses in our community. If you're just joining us this morning, we're having an incredible conversation with co-producer and movie writer Sandy Russell. We're talking about she and her husband's new movie, The Pardon. And I was saying to Sandy, as I have been saying to you, that we love it when people step out of the boat, and you guys have done just that. And I asked Sandy during the break, I said, okay, this is your second movie. How do you fund this movie? Because it's a pretty big deal. How does that happen? How do you get the money to make this dream, this passion, become a reality?
Well, the first choice would be having Hollywood fund it for you and help you get it out there. But unfortunately, they usually don't do stories that like ours, that they play more to an audience of teenagers. So when we came across the story and loved it and wanted to do it, we, my husband especially, we raised the money to make the film mm-hmm. and produce the film.
And so for you guys, This is pretty much a big budget movie for Shreveport, Louisiana. It's a $5 million budget.
Right.
And so talk about how you were able to get the stars that are going to be starring in the movie. How do you get them on board?
Well, we did hire a casting agent out in California, and so we auditioned different people, and you would be amazed at how many people come to an audition. When they read the material and or like the tagline of what the story is about, they come in and audition for you. And we saw people like Tony Goldwyn and, I mean, all kinds of people that you would recognize that interviewed for the job or auditioned for the job. But we had everybody cast in this entire film except our lead actress for Tony Jo. And we just, the people that we made offers to that were bigger stars didn't want to take it or couldn't take it for whatever reasons. And so we were down, you know, we were at the 11th hour and still not having a Tony Jo. So we were just doing auditions for them and being sent to us back in North Carolina because we had to leave California. And there was one audition, her name is Jamie King, who is our lead, and it didn't necessarily stand out to us. But the agent called us like the next day after we received him and said, what did you think of our audition? And we were like, which one was she? So we went back and looked at it. And, you know, it wasn't anything that was great, but, you know, it wasn't awful either. And so the agent said, you know, she would really like to talk to you, Tom, being the director. Mm-hmm. Is that okay if I give your number to her? And Tom said, sure. So she called Tom, and they talked for about an hour, and she completely convinced him that she could do this role. She said, I am Tony Jo. I've lived part of the story. Mm-hmm. I love her. You know, I will do an amazing job for you. And she did.
And it seems like she does in the trailer. And a lot of people may remember Jamie King from The Heart of Dixie.
And Pearl Harbor, she was in that.
And also you cast John Hawkes, which people will remember from HBO's Deadwood and also Sessions.
Right. He read the script. We got the script to him through our casting agent, and he loved the story. He loved the character of Archie, and he wanted to play it, so he just came on board.
Wow. You know, I'm sitting here with a movie buff, and he is telling me what else John Hawkes starred in. He said he was Kenny Powers' what? Brother-in-law. Brother. Kenny Powers' brother. And
yeah. He was in Winter's Bone, and so he was nominated for an Academy Award a couple years ago.
So you guys really got some really great talent.
The acting in it is absolutely phenomenal. It's so good.
And so let's talk about our friends down in Shreveport that are listening that had the opportunity to have the movie shot in Shreveport. How did that happen?
We went there because that's where, you know, it was the producers were, and but loved the area, loved how it could be transformed. We can use all of it for our locations. We didn't have to move from one place to another. Also, the tax credits were new then, or fairly new, and so we could get the biggest bang for our buck
mm-hmm.
in the area. But and they are very, very film friendly in that town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody was so wonderful, so gracious. The locations we had were awesome. I mean, everything just sort of, it was a 25-day shoot, and everything really was like clockwork for us. It was five-day weeks. And, you know, and I think it's all in the prep. I think it's like anything. If you're going to redo a room, all of the work is in the prep, and the actual painting of the
mm-hmm.
room is not the difficult part. That was exactly how it was for us. We had a couple months of prep. Tom really worked with the cinematographer for each shot that was going to be taken. And so when we went on set, and we never had to do retakes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for like Jamie King. I mean, everybody came prepared. So if we did a couple of shots, we were done. I mean, we got it. We got it onto film in
mm-hmm.
two or three shots, and then we moved on. So it was the whole experience of being in Shreveport with the people and the locations and everything was fabulous.
So for you, Sandy, and I know for Tom as well, your husband, was this like birthing your baby?
Yeah, definitely. We have five children between us, but we never had one together. So
wow.
We always say that was the child we never had.
The metaphorical birth of you
right.
coming together. And so
right.
what was it like after you've done the work, you've done the work to get the money, to write the scripts, to go through the whole sort of the labor pains, the whole process, and then you birth it and you get the finished product. What does that feel like?
Well, what you're saying was not really our experience.
Okay.
the shoot itself was great. Everything went beautifully. It was after that we ran into some snags. And so it was, again, another huge process of getting to this point of me sitting on this phone having this interview with you.
Wow.
We just had unbelievable hurdles to overcome to actually get it out. Because
like what?
If you don't have a distributor attached to your film,
mm-hmm.
because they don't have any vested interest, they don't have any money in it, it doesn't matter to them whether it gets out. So the next thing that we did, which is literally unheard of, is Tom went to the individual theaters and talked to the buyers
wow.
and said, I have this film that I think is worth seeing. I think audiences will respond to this story. And so he went to those different buyers. So we have now Southern Theater is playing our film. We have Cinemark is playing our film. It's at the Robinson Film Center. And we are now trying to get two different theaters in AMC. So we're covering these five cities with those theaters, and we're doing it ourselves.
Absolutely.
There is no middleman. There is nobody that basically is going and doing any of the work for us. We are continuing because we believe in this project.
This is a grassroots project, and it is amazing. It's going to be in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Lafayette, and Lake Charles.
That's correct.
This is an amazing, I think it's an amazing story. Yours and Tom's story is an amazing story, but Tony Joe's story is an amazing story. And as I said, as we celebrate women and we celebrate our rights that we're still fighting for, even in the 1940s, you know, you look back all those years and you see the challenges and the struggles, and you see her being almost minimized because she was a woman, and we are still fighting for some of those inalienable rights even this day. It's got to make you take pause, doesn't it, Sandy?
Yeah, I was just telling Carlette on the break that I said to one of the producers, I have an interview tomorrow morning, not Tom.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, because, you know, he's the lead guy. Makes sense. He's the director. We're both producers. But writing a script, if you don't have the story, you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be there. It's got to be on the page. And so I think it's really difficult for women to not just get the recognition, but we tend to downplay our mm-hmm. role and be humble and mm-hmm. feel like we shouldn't toot our own horn. And because of that, we sort of stand in the background. And what we need to do is step forward and say, you know what, I did this. Don't let other people take credit for your work and what you are doing.
And you know what, Sandy, to be able to stand proudly and say that I did this, it took work to go through the script, to read it, and to birth what we will see on the big screen. It takes work to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It is an amazing story. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell everybody about the debut, and we're going to tell everybody where they can see the film at. Stay on point. Mm-hmm.
That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're having an incredible conversation with Sandy Russell. She's the co-producer and writer for the new movie just out on March the 13th, debuting in New Orleans. It's called The Pardon, and The Pardon is a movie based on a sensational murder case that attracted national headlines, and it tells a timeless story of love and redemption, and it's just as relevant today as it was when a Louisiana jury convicted Tony Joe, who is the main character, Tony Joe Henry, and she was sentenced to her death in the early 1940s. And this movie has been your baby, yours and Tom's, and it's going to debut in New Orleans on March the 13th. Let's talk about the debut.
The debut is happening at the Canal Place Theater here in New Orleans, and all the proceeds will go to the Eden House.
Mm-hmm. And tell people what the Eden House is.
Yeah, the Eden House is a home where women that have experienced human trafficking go to recover, basically, and rebuild their lives. It's an amazing place. The house mother is a woman who came out of that. She's in her 40s. Her name is Clemmy, and she tells this unbelievable story of what happened to her as a 12-year-old little girl.
Wow.
Snatched off the streets and living this life in this country, in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow. And, you know, when we think of human trafficking, we think of that happening in other countries. We don't think of that happening here in our own backyard.
Oh, yeah. And I think people don't understand that when women, girls are prostituted and the average age is 12 to 14 years old, that is human trafficking.
Absolutely. Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee was where she was kept for years. Ended up in jail, in prison. So she lived the life that Tony Joe lived, at a later date, basically. Mm-hmm. So she can really identify with this main character of Tony Joe Henry.
Absolutely. And we were saying during the break, and we want all of those people that are listening in various different areas to go out and support the movie. When movies like this are given life and we go out and support it, it will give life to the next movie makers, to the next great movie, to tell great stories. And so it is debuting on March the 13th. It will also go into the next cities on March the 22nd. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we are just showing the March 13th for the Eden House here in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But the next weekend, which is a really big, important weekend for us with this movie, March 22nd, is going to be coming out in five cities, in New Orleans, in Baton Rouge, and Lake Charles, Lafayette, and Shreveport. So we really need people in the seats on that weekend. If the numbers are high, then they will extend the showing the next week. And, you know, it'll go another week.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll add, as people support it, they will keep it.
Absolutely. And so we really want to encourage people to go out. And so, Sandy, give people the website where they can go to and see the trailer of the movie.
It's www.com. thepardonmovie.com.
W-
and you can watch the trailer on there, which is a beautiful trailer that was done by our editor, Blair Daly. And it's set to the song Hallelujah, the one that Leonard Cohen wrote.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman sings the song because we felt like it would better identify with our main character. And it literally gives you chills when you watch this trailer.
Absolutely. The trailer is beautiful, and it's set to Hallelujah. Now, who's singing that?
Her name is Allison Crow. She's Canadian.
Wow. Amazing. And so what are you hoping out of everything that, you guys have gone through to birth the movie? What are you hoping will happen?
You know, I'm hoping that the audience will come away with a little bit of compassion for people that are the injustices of life have sort of pressed them down. And have a sense of forgiveness and love and you know, an openness to people that maybe aren't like you, and
mm-hmm.
but you just don't know what their road has been and what they've had to come up against. And I think that's what God expects of us, to
mm-hmm.
love other people, and in that way he loves them.
Absolutely. And so for you in writing this, I know it's got to hold a special, even more special meaning, seeing the words that you have written being portrayed. Does something spiritual happen for you when you see that?
Well, honestly, that third act, from the time you see Father Richard, the priest that befriends her, and the whole third act, so the last probably 40 minutes of that movie, that was definitely inspirational. I prayed about it.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down and I literally wrote that entire third act in an afternoon.
Wow.
So you know that that's not, and it never changed. There was never any words in that last part of that movie that changed. It was all definitely came from God for me.
And so when you get that, does it just feel almost like a download from God, and you're just the pin woman?
Oh, absolutely. I was just a conduit for the words that came out. And what was so wonderful about that experience is whoever I was writing, whatever character was saying the words that you will hear on the screen, I became that person in those particular scenes. And especially Tony Jo.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understood who she was as a person, as a character, what she needed, where she was going.
Mm-hmm.
And so was able to put that into words in a script that ended up in Jamie King's mouth.
Wow. This is an amazing story. Not only The Pardon, but yours and Tom's story. It's an incredible story. The movie, once again, is The Pardon. Again, it is a sensational, it's based on a sensational murder case that attracted national headlines, happened right here in our great state. And I tell you, many prayers for the movie, for you and Tom and the crew and all the people that it takes to make this happen. May it do exactly what you guys are believing that it will do.
Well, thank you so much.
Sandy, we want to thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Once again, March 13 in New Orleans, and then March 22nd. It's The Pardon. You got to go out and see it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a time out. We're back right after this.
Trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind. She says, there's the one I love the most. Stop, stop, fall behind. She never lets me in, only tells me where she's been, when she's had too much to drink. I said that I don't care, I just run my hands through her dark hair. Then I pray to God, you gotta help me fly. Let her cry, if the tears fall down my ring, let her sing, if it eases all her pain, let her.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now is the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start. At the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If your morning is underway, it's 8:42. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Of Oils Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde, Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the Heart CU. Credit Union dedicated to excellence. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Of Oils Parish, Davis One Stop. In the heart of Cheneyville, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is right there. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. In Bunkie, you can phone 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number's 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And you know, as I was thinking about this morning's show and the people that we get an opportunity to talk to daily, there are so many people that we meet on this journey called life that really, we hope that they inspire hope into your life. You know, we were talking about it yesterday, why some people are successful and others aren't. I think a lot of the reason why that is true, why many succeed and others don't, is because of those people who are unafraid to try, or who are afraid and try afraid. And Sandy Russell and her husband Tom Antoon are two of those people who decided to throw caution to the wind, step out of the boat, and live their dream. And as DC and I were sitting here talking, we can see the manifestation of what they're doing. Maybe someone said in Hollywood, no, we won't fund this. Well, that's not enough to make them quit. They look for other sources. And he goes out, and obviously DC Tom is a closer, goes out and raises $5 million for his passion, for their passion, for what they believe in. And one thing that you can't miss or couldn't miss in Sandy's conversation is God and understanding that God was in the midst of what they were doing. And we said it yesterday. And so I think that that's why this conversation is just such incredible confirmation for people who are listening, who are wondering about stepping out of the boat, about being at that fork, being at that crossroads in life. When you step out, see what the what that negative self-talk will make you think is that, oh, you're 40 years old, or you're 50, or you're 60. Oh, you're too old. How are you going to do that? But you see, when there is a power greater than yourself that is in control, it doesn't matter. You just step out of the boat, and that's when the miracle begins. And she said it. Yes, some things went really, really well, but then we had a lot of challenges. Just because you have challenges doesn't mean that you have to quit. And I believe that they are true examples of why some succeed and some don't. They refuse to die. They refuse to quit. And she said, you know, our first movie, Carlette, our first movie, they've only made, this is their second movie. Their first movie, they made $2 million. They raised $2 million, rather. So they were working on a $2 million budget. And then they move into their second movie. And then they increase to a $5 million budget. But I guarantee you, if they just keep on putting one foot in front of the other, just as Sandy said, the next time that you see them will be on the Hollywood big screen. And people will say, where did they come from? How did this happen? Well, it's something that is much greater than themselves, a source greater than them called God, where they are the conduit for what God wants to do, for telling great stories where God gets the glory, where redemption and compassion and the love of God is very apparent. So, you know, I just hope, and our prayer for them is that the movie will go and do great things, because it will help someone else who is standing and shivering in fear to say, if they did it, maybe we can too. It doesn't get any better than that for me on a hump day Wednesday. I don't know about for you. It's 8:48. We're going to take a quick time out, but we'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Could you put your back down now? I'm here for some fun. I am Sir Campbell. It is hot in this desert. Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Say it loud.
All right, it's 8:52. Remember, those school zones are in effect just for a few more minutes. It's Hump Day Wednesday. I don't know about you, but whenever I hear that, it just feels like an anthem. You know that the week is almost over. And I'm going to tell you, if you get your Monday, if you get your momentum on Momentous Monday, it just makes the week all the better. You know what I was thinking this morning? I was thinking what I say every day. When you change your mind, you change what's coming out of your mouth, it changes everything. So you know what? I don't care how your week has gone. You got grace just for this Hump Day Wednesday. Walk in that grace. Love somebody. You know what? It was Love Month, Black History Month, and Heart Month. We hope that this month will impart change and you do some things differently, especially when it comes to forget about loving others. Love yourself enough to take care of yourself. Love yourself. Not forget about loving others. No, you're right. Don't forget about loving others. But until you love yourself, you're not going to be any loving good for anybody else. So you got to love yourself first. And when you do that, you're going to be a great love for others. How about that? That says it better. Yeah, love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. As always, we want to thank you for listening, for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We're going to cut out just, no, we're good. We're good. We're good on time. You know what? It's all about love. And I read a great story about the man who, the homeless man. I thought I was out of time. Tanya said, no, you're not. You're good. And I wanted to tell this story about the homeless man who gave the lady her wedding ring back. She arbitrarily went into her purse and she was giving him some coins in Kansas City. And she just inadvertently had her wedding ring in her wallet and gave it to him. Well, he took her wedding ring to a jewelry shop to see if the ring was real. He realized immediately who the lady was that had given her ring to him purely by accident. And then he gave it back to her. Well, the jewelry store offered him about $3,000 to $4,000 for the ring right off the top. And he said no. And he gave the lady her ring back. Well, long story short, the lady picks up money on a website for this homeless gentleman. They have raised in excess of $150,000. For the homeless man who gave the lady her ring back. And he said in the interview, "I don't know what all the fuss is about. I just did the right thing." So there you have it. Sometimes just a simple act of doing the right thing. And we said to Deuce Christmas on yesterday when we read the article, we said, you see how important it is to do the right thing when absolutely nobody is looking. See, had this story not come to the attention of the media, nobody would have ever known. It was just one act of kindness returned by another act of kindness. He gives her ring back. He saves this ring. She comes back in a frenzy, I'm sure, and he says, yes, this is your ring, and he gives it back to her. And her gratitude for receiving the ring back, she goes even a step further. Just doesn't give him a few dollars. She raises $150,000 for this man. We don't know what his story is. We don't know who God is in his life, but we know that he has been blessed abundantly, 30, 60, and probably even 100-fold just for his act of kindness. I mean, amazing. Is that amazing or what? And guess what? He's going to get the money within 90 days. DC said they're still raising money. At last count, they were at 150. They were over 150,000. And they've got a good 60 days left. Wow. He's going to end up with a lot of money just for doing the right thing. But even bigger than that, just having the heart of God. You know, so you never know who a person is. You know, that's why we have to value others. Man, that's a great story. Thank you guys so much for listening on this Hump Day Wednesday. We hope that you're off to a great start. And if you're not, change your mind, change your mouth, and it'll change your day. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Hump Day Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. And don't forget about Real Women. We'll talk on Friday. We'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network.
Our mission is to encourage, uplift,